Did you know that God has a purpose for your marriage?
Today, on Real Family Talk, we'll meet a couple who, while only 1 year into their union, are already finding creative ways to minister to their friends and community. Join us.
Just 5 days after new acquaintances Jason and Natanya started praying with each other, they knew they were meant to spend the rest of their lives together.
Is it really possible to find love in 5 days? Jason and Natanya are here to tell their story. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you guys. So this is really interesting. You've been married for a year now, but what we want to know is about this 5-day praying thing. And Do you really think it's possible to find love in 5 days?
I want to say yes, definitely, because I wasn't looking for marriage at all. I wasn't looking for love. I'd actually recently told my dad that it's a question of picking your poison.
Picking your poison.
Yes. And so this was really a conversion experience for me, where I know that the Holy Spirit was at work in a way that took me outside of myself.
Yeah, for me too. Mine was a little bit on the opposite end of the spectrum. Instead of 5 days, I had like a 5-year plan. So I was very methodical, and I had it all structured out of the order of events that would happen. And I was obviously very surprised when 5 days into praying, I was in love.
How did you guys meet, and how did you begin praying together? Because that's an interesting way to start dating.
Yeah. I was going to say, what an angle. I mean, that's a nice pickup line. Let's pray together.
Yeah. And I thought I was ready for all the lines, right?
Yeah. Well, we like to say that the day we first met, God was smiling because he knew what was up and we had no idea what was coming. So we actually met at a counseling conference that Jennifer Jill was holding. She's a counselor at Abide. And I knew her from Philadelphia, and Natanya knew her from New Hampshire, and we met at one of her conferences, and, you know, we talked to each other, became friends, and would text once in a while, but for 2 months, we really didn't think anything of it.
I would consider us acquaintances at that point, but, you know, Jason often says, when God has something for you, it's already set in motion, and that was the case. Someone had given me a 40-day prayer challenge 3 years prior to meeting Jason, and it floated around my house, moved to different houses with me, and it was at the appropriate time that it came to mind. Oh, I have this book. I want to do this prayer challenge, and I had this desire, and I remember asking God, who do I do this challenge with? And he very clearly said, Jason. I remember I was sitting in my car, and I said, God, that's irresponsible. I've already friend-zoned him, and prayer is a very intimate experience. I can't engage in prayer with someone that I don't want to have an intimate relationship with. And it's funny, because that evening, it was only the second time he'd called me on the phone. And he had all these questions about prayer. This is our first time talking about prayer. And I was touched because he's a pastor, and he's being very vulnerable about his spiritual walk and asking me. You know, I do workshops on prayer and spiritual disciplines, but I'm a lay person, right? And he's opening up to me. So I was touched, and I told him, well, you know, there's this incredible 40-day challenge. You should buy the book and do it yourself.
So I want to ask Jason.
Yeah.
So you just picked this young woman who you've just met to ask these spiritual questions to. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
What motivated you to call her and pose these questions to her?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really feel the Spirit was leading me as well. We had texted, like I had said, a little bit and talked once in a while. And she had just mentioned before that she had done prayer conferences. And I was wanting to talk to someone about prayer and just be really honest about it, you know. And I don't know what prompted me that night. It was meant to be. And I asked her, and that's kind of how it got started. And so, yeah, she told me, you know, this is a great book. And then she felt bad, I think, later.
I was still digging my heels in.
Right, because you wanted to be careful.
Yeah.
Totally.
You didn't want to confuse, you know, any type of mm-hmm. other kind of relationship totally. With this prayer thing. So I appreciate that, because I guess what I hear from you saying is that you were going through a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you saw that he was also going through mm-hmm. a spiritual journey. And in some ways, I guess you didn't want to interfere with that or taint it with
totally.
Something else.
Totally.
So how did you guys, when you decided to start this prayer journey together, did you like talk to each other about what you were not going to do in your relationship? Like you were not going to like make this a romantic relationship. Did you have any conversations like that, or you just went with the spirit?
Yeah, we didn't have any conversations like that. We were just both really eager to pray more and to really enhance our relationship with Jesus. And so we decided to do it. We were thinking, even then we were thinking though, it'll just be a nice, like small addition to our life. You know, maybe 20 minutes a day we'll spend praying. Mm-hmm. But like we found like we were praying an hour every morning with each other.
Oh wow.
And we were like so inspired by the time that we were spending an hour before we would talk to each other praying separately, and we would have so much experience and insight to bring and share with each other that it really enhanced that experience.
Forgive my mm-hmm. my being a little what's the word I'm looking for?
Cynical.
Yeah. So you wanted to enhance your relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. but did you have any ulterior motives in the back of your mind about enhancing your relationship with this young woman or with this young man? I mean, come on. I mean, you can pray with 100 different people. Why this one? I mean, yes, she does prayer conferences and what have you, but you had such a great desire to draw closer to Jesus. I mean, you can do that by praying by yourself, right?
Yeah, you can, but there's something definitely different when you pray together, and that we found that. I think we had good like conversation, and there was like a spark, but we were both in such different mindsets that we didn't think there was going to be anything. I literally, like the week before we started this, I was talking to my best friend, and I was telling him about her because...
Why? Why were you telling him about her?
Because she's an amazing woman.
Okay.
And I didn't like fully realize that at the time, but there was enough that I was like, she's really great, but here's like my list of 100 reasons why this won't work. And he's like, no, you got to try. And I'm like, it's not going to work. It's just I'm not interested in pursuing it that far. So we're just going to be friends. Yeah.
Okay.
And then like a week later...
Well, before you continue, because I think this is very powerful, mm-hmm. and I really want to talk more about this spiritual connection,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not you guys knew it, there mm-hmm. was a certain amount of intentionality of connecting spiritually before you did romantically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Stay with us. There's a lot more to this story.
Welcome back. Jason and Atanya have been married for a year, and already God is using them to impact others. Now, just before we went to break, you were about to say something, Atanya, add to what Jason was saying about this praying thing and this intimacy with God and perhaps with Jason.
Yeah, there was a delicate balance there. We knew that something was happening outside of the norm. We were attracted to each other. He initially thought that the prayer challenge was a little bit gimmicky, but he was willing to try it because he had an interest in me.
Ah.
And I also was really seeking to move outside of my comfort zone. And I wanted this to be entirely new. And so one rule that we did establish was that we wanted to be totally transparent. So this is where I'm coming from. This is my background. I want you to know this is who I am. And if you want to move forward, you know, good luck, basically. And at the same time, I prayed to God because this is real talk, right? I had not kept healthy boundaries in the past. And so I said, Lord, I need you to direct me in regards to boundaries. And God gave me a very simple rule. He says, you can talk to Jason only half as much as you talk to me. And so there was a point in time where I was waking up and praying 3 hours. Okay.
So that you can speak to Jason for an hour and a half.
Yes. Yes. And okay. I really,
that's powerful.
It informed our practice, right?
Yeah.
You can't give something you don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I really am really excited about what you're saying, because, first of all, there's something interesting going on. Prayer is probably one of the most intimate things you can ask someone to do.
So true.
I mean, in fact, sometimes if you ask someone how their spiritual life is, they'll say, I'd rather you ask me about my sex life before you ask me about my spiritual life. So it's very intimate. And so that you two were willing to engage in that. But the fact that that's the question I was asking, what rules did you have?
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like you did have very clear rules about not becoming romantically involved before going through this spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that spiritual connection then inform your romantic connection?
I think that the Spirit was able to see things in each other and in our relationship that we couldn't see because we had so many biases and so many walls built up and so many lists.
So true.
And so, like what she said, we did have some interest in each other. We also had way longer list of reasons why this wouldn't work. And in prayer, in that vulnerable space with each other and with God, He began to peel those back and to give us new eyes to really see each other.
Yeah.
And then we saw, wow, we are perfect for each other. Yeah. We just didn't realize it. And that's just been a continual growing process ever since that.
Okay, I like that we got there, because there was some interest.
Totally.
There was some interest, because I'm listening to this, this prose that you're throwing at me about wanting to pray, and I'm like, okay, there has to be more than just this wanting to pray. But but I get it totally, and I like it. Making sure that God is in it and that He's leading you and that you're putting Him first. And this whole bit about talking to God twice as much as you talk to Jason, I like that. I like that a whole lot.
So tell us about, you guys started this love tour. Yeah. Tell us about your love tour.
And so it's really interesting, right? Because we have this love growing and we don't even know how to begin to contain it. And so in thinking about marriage, I feel like a lot of people see marriage as an end goal, but
a wedding,
right?
They're planning a wedding.
Right.
But for us, we were both on a journey. We were seeking a deeper relationship with God, and finding each other was an outcome, right? And so now this relationship we had was like a medium or tool to better express or explore this divine ultimate love that we can celebrate together. And so our marriage, our wedding, was a tool for ministry. And that was one of the core principles in planning the wedding. We wanted it to be used for ministry. Every aspect, from our favors, which was our 40-day challenge, to the space and how it felt, we wanted it to be accessible to minister God's love and the community that shaped and formed us to bring us where we were. And so the love tour was kind of like an expression of that. Not everybody could come to our wedding, particularly as it was very short notice. My apologies. But we decided to share our love in other facets.
And so how did you do that?
I'll let you tell.
No, but before she answers that question, you said it. Short notice.
Yes.
Tell me how long it was before you got married, from the time you met till the time you got married.
So
just so that the audience knows what
we met.
We met
in November. We started talking. This prayer thing started in January.
Yes.
And it was a 40-day prayer challenge. It ended on my birthday. It was like the best birthday gift ever. And 3 days later, I proposed. And
oh, wow.
So that was in March, and then we got married in August.
Okay, yes. So
that was pretty fast.
November to August.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody that beat our record.
They beat us.
But I have forgot to thank you all because we were thinking about May.
Right.
And you asked us very intentionally to take time and pray. Mm-hmm. And it meant a lot because you told us that you had been praying. And I know you have a hectic schedule, and the time that you took to pray for us, that meant a lot. And so I said, Jason, maybe we need to take some time and think about this. And August really was the perfect
wonderful
time and space.
Praise God. Yeah. And I think so we should probably share with the audience that, of course, we know you very well. You've been a dear friend of our daughter for a very long time. Yes. And so you had called us, both of you, actually. Mm-hmm. We met Jason by
Skype.
Yeah.
Skype. And spoke with you and felt your devotion to each other, but mostly your devotion to God. And we heard your story and we thought it was very powerful.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to test it a little bit, and we felt responsible.
Yes.
And so we did ask you to wait a few months. And I know it was very difficult for the two of you.
Yeah.
Because you were ready to do this.
And I want to share this with the audience that you called me back the following day and you said, you know, I just want to know a little more about why you think we should wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with you and we prayed about it and we said we're praying with you.
Yeah.
And you guys, again, were willing to listen to the Spirit. And so the reason why I'm highlighting that is because of the fact that it's really important for people to have spiritual mentors in their lives that they're willing to trust and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for trusting us and allowing us to be of some influence as used by God. So this is going so fast. The Love Tour. We need to talk more about this Love Tour. It's a great idea. We'll talk more with Jason and Natanya after a short break.
Welcome back to Real Family Talk. Today we're talking with Jason and Natanya van der Laan about their first year of marriage and their growing ministry. So just before we went to break, we were talking about lots of things, but we want to talk a little bit more about your Love Tour and the focus of it and what exactly you want to do with it.
Totally.
Yeah, so the Love Tour is just an extension of what we wanted in our wedding and what we want as our marriage as a whole is to be about ministry. And so there's a lot of people who couldn't come to our wedding, and we wanted to go to see them. And we would go to different cities where they were, and we would gather them together, and we would share our story and share food and have a good time. But really, more than sharing our love story, we wanted to share a story about the power of prayer. Because, you know, a lot of people had the idea that, oh, we're just talking about love and relationships. But this is something we found has connected to everybody, young and old, all different types of people, has really been powerful for them to experience and to hear about what God can do through prayer in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a true love tour. Mm-hmm. It's not just a marriage tour. Yeah. You're trying to express, to help people understand a true relationship with God.
Totally.
So tell us more about how you're doing this.
So Revelation 12:11, they overcame by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Mm-hmm. We believe that there's a lot of power in testimony and in sharing our stories and taking on the power of the gospel, right, to really claim this love that we've been afforded. And so this is not so much romantic as it is about community and really connecting to our divine power source. And so our love tour has kind of evolved into a space in and of our relationship that kind of expounds into our community. We have kind of an offshoot ministry that we call Oasis that is really just creating an environment in our home for people to come and be loved and connect. And it has.
And when you say be loved, tell us a little bit more about what that especially means, just so that the audience is clear.
To receive a genuine connection as we see portrayed in the gospel, to love people as Jesus would love them, and to know that they have a safe space, and that there's place for conversation, there's place to include all walks and ages and backgrounds. And that's the beauty and diversity that we really have come to champion in our marriage.
Yeah. Well, what I love about that mm-hmm. is that it goes right back to Genesis 1, totally. And that is that created in the image of God, male and female, in the image of God, created he them. Yes. So that marriage, the first institution yes. established by God at creation, yes. was to reflect the image of God.
Amen.
So I see you embodying that scripture there yeah. to reflect the image of God. And so people can see God through your love and through how he brought you together.
And also understanding, and we say this to couples all the time,
yes.
why do you want to get married? Mm. And people have all kinds of reasons. Mm. I want companionship. Yeah. I want, you know, someone that will love me.
Mm.
But very few people say, I want to be more like Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I want Jesus to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want people to see Jesus through our love.
Right, yeah. mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And what we often say to people is that really the purpose of marriage is to reflect the image of God.
Oh. Absolutely.
It really is not about us.
Yes.
It's about God
yes.
and God's love for his people. So that's what's so powerful about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that you're moving it away from the romantic, mm-hmm. it's not that you don't have romance, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But you're saying to people that you can be loved without having a romantic relationship. And mm-hmm. do you find that in our society today that people equate romance with love? And yeah. so that's why people often have bad relationships?
Mm-hmm. Even relationships, right? They equate relationships with romance, mm-hmm. right? And I love that you started with Genesis 1:1 because we were just reading Genesis and talking about how in the same way that God created the world in 6 days with the intention for us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He's calling us to create our unique worlds with the intention for those he's put in our care. And so I have an intention for him, and together we have an intention for those God's put in our circle. And we're constantly recreating that space day after day after day. And that's a calling that we've really taken to heart.
Wonderful. I like the imagery of recreating every day because that's what it's about. We often like to say to people that because people think that they get married and then they're going to live happily mm. ever after. And I say, no, you're all going to grow apart mm-hmm. you're naturally going to grow apart mm-hmm. unless you're intentional
mm-hmm.
about growing together
totally.
Every day through the power of God.
Amen.
Yep.
Every
Amen.
Day. And that's a choice that you have to make every day. So I love
totally.
The way you language that,
mm-hmm.
that you're recreating that space every day.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a choice you have to make. You have to choose Christ every day and you have to choose each other every day.
Amen.
And without that choice every day, you're going to grow apart.
And one informs the other. Sorry, babe.
That's exactly, you know, what we were just talking about is that we have a lot of natural love for each other, and that's great. But even early on, we realized it's not enough. We mm-hmm. want more to really be able to reflect that. We need the supernatural love of God mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah.
And we have experienced such unity in coming together in our relationship. There's so much disunity in our mm-hmm. churches and in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we can do that mm-hmm. through the power of God and his, like, wonderful surprise for us. We know it's possible for other marriages and for other friends and for other churches, and like it's possible mm-hmm. through that power of love that God has for us.
Amen.
So that's amazing.
I have a question for them. What's the hardest thing that you've had to deal with in the last year?
I think it's an interesting question because it's almost the same answer as what I just said, is this coming together and becoming unified and merging of two lives together is the most beautiful thing, but also the most challenging because we're different people
mm-hmm.
and we have different experiences, different backgrounds. And so coming together, there's friction and there's times when we don't always see eye to eye. But the beautiful thing about love is that, you know, whereas I might encounter someone before that I disagree with, and it's easy to type on Facebook or something in social media that, oh, this person, that or that. Now I'm like sitting in bed with this person who I know is really intelligent and really seeking God and is saying something that's different than I think. And so it causes me to have to sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to reevaluate myself rather than jumping to conclusions,
totally.
Which is a really hard process, but we've both been really intentional about that. Not skipping over the difficult questions, but digging into them because we believe that foundation will be really strong.
So what do you guys do for fun? Because it sounds like you're very involved in ministry, which I'm sure is fun for you.
Yes. Yeah.
But aside from your ministry, what do you do for fun in your relationship?
So this might sound cliche, but everything we do is fun. Mm-hmm. We love to travel. We just love to be together. I recently took Jason to apply for this random like side job, and it really was monotonous. We were there for almost 3 hours, but we left and we were like, that was so much fun. And we were like, what is wrong with us? We just love being together. And there's a discipline. Like, it's not easy, right? We have to commit to being connected. And I tell people, you want to spice up your relationships, romantic or not, find yourself connecting to that source of power. And one informs the other. We take time every morning, like 15, 30 minutes, just to cuddle. We wake up early just to be in each other's arms and spend time together.
Oh, wow.
And that's just like one of those little things that...
That's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah. And you don't have to wait till next year to do it.
Yeah.
You can do it every day, right?
So, totally.
So we have about 30 seconds that you can answer this question in, and that is, how has marriage met or exceeded your expectations? You got 30 seconds.
For me, it's far exceeded it in the sense that it's really a blending, like not just two people doing things better, but a oneness that is like a continual partnership.
I feel like I am my truest, most authentic self. It's like I've reached some kind of altered state of being, and I just praise God for it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story. I hope you'll come back again. We'll check in with you, too, in another year and find out some more about what's happening in your marriage.
That's all for today's Real Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring hope.